Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. Hour two of In This League. It's the ITLians, Bogman. I want to make that a thing in 2019. I think that's a resolution I have, is to make ITLians more of a thing. I want like a shirt of it.
ITLians.
Yeah. Just I want to steal what Outkast did with the ATLians, and I want to make a version with ITLians, and I want to sell a shirt.
Or the WTFLians or aliens or whatever he says.
What?
Doesn't Mark Maron, doesn't your boy say that?
Oh, what the...
What, maybe. The F-lians?
Yeah, it's a difficult one to do on a radio show, Mark. Yeah, he does maybe something like that.
I was
just
trying to get you to say it so I can get $100.
So. No, you've already had plenty of $100. You don't need any more. Cornell, for your Mahomes bet that already paid off. But no,
yeah,
that's one of my resolutions for... I got a lot of 2019. I mean, you and I are always looking to expand our reach and the content that we do. Frankly,
and my waist.
I'm wanting to decrease that, not expand it. I'll tell you, I think we jumped the shark a little bit in 2018. If you remember, you know, our Patreon, we started 2.5 years ago. Our ITL itself is about 5 years old, somewhere in that range. But we made the biggest jump, I think, in 2018 than we've done before. You know, we do the show over on Fantrax twice a week. We're doing a show on NBA takeaways for the NBA. I was doing updates on Sundays. You know, you added a college show, an IDP show. We committed to 2 shows a week on all of our shows. Prospect One was a year-round show. We did so much in 2018 that we legitimately have to look at 2019 and say, what's the next step? We can't not do something bigger, better. We kind of screwed ourselves a little bit. Like, what's the bigger, better thing? All I've got right now, Bogman, is ITLians t-shirt.
ITLians.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
That's enough.
Oh, that's it?
That's good.
Yeah.
We got NBA takeaways coming this year, so, and we've had a little bit of it this year, so.
But what I'm getting at. It's like, we can't just take the things we did in 18 to 19 and be like, look, we're doing more. No, we're just doing the same things. We got to.
Just say we're doing more.
Oh, like make something up?
Yeah, we're doing more.
Like,
No. Just say we're doing more.
Oh, I see. Just every time we talk, we say, hey,
we're doing so
more.
Much more stuff.
You should come check out all the stuff. And then when people ask,
because it's so much more than last year,
we just won't answer them.
Well, when they ask, we'll just say all the stuff that we're doing.
And they'll be like, that sounds a lot like 2018. And we'll
be like, it is, but it's more.
But it's more.
Right.
They're like, well, what's the new thing in 19?
Well, yes,
the stuff.
It is.
The stuff. All the stuff is.
Totally, it is. Yeah.
That's the new thing. All right.
Just give an answer that makes no sense so people are confused. So
we do that every episode. Give me an ITL resolution of something you want to bring to the table. And I've already have a shirt idea.
So. Less Bogman. Like less weight.
Oh, I was about to say.
So I survive to see 2020.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's like a not ITL based thing. Well, I guess maybe you're attaching
it. Could be
it
ITL based. So
yeah, because ITLs are going to struggle if it's just me. I'll last about 2 weeks and I'll be like, WTF this, I'm done. Right?
Yeah. Start a new show. What you should do is when I die of a stroke or heart attack, just, tell everyone that you're paying for my funeral and take all that money. I don't mind. So
just ask for.
just tell everyone you're paying for. I mean, my mom will pay for all that stuff.
I'll just do a GoFundMe.
Yeah, do a GoFundMe. Tell everyone you're buying all my stuff and then just take that money.
Because you don't have a family. So that actually.
Yeah,
that
I don't
story,
have a family.
That
yeah,
story works
exactly.
Well.
Tell them. Yeah. Tell them that I don't have a family that would help me at all with that. So.
And then I'll be like, I need $15,000. And they'll be like, why do you need that
just
much
for
money?
The casket, so.
I'll be like, listen, That's Scott Bogman. You can't just give him, you know, some plywood. We need him to have a black and gold casket. It's got to be big up.
And it's got to be lined with Whataburger wrappers. So
yeah, and I've got to set myself up for at least a year with ITL being destroyed.
That's right.
Open up the casket. They're like, "Do you have your membership
instead
card?"
Instead of dirt, everyone just throws a slice of cheese on me.
Everyone throws a cheese curd in there.
But it could be different things. It could be like, you know, a burger, a cheese curd.
It can't be too messy. You know, I think it's got to be
a pizza slice.
It's got to be like a French fry or a
someone
cheese
throws
curd.
A calzone, right?
People are just taking handfuls.
Someone
of
just
cheese
dumps
curds.
Ranch on my stupid face.
This is the best funeral ever.
It's the most interactive. It's better than Black Mirror. So
it is. Choose your own adventure. Well, you can pick whichever food you want down there.
Choose your own fatty food to throw into my casket. So.
But the thing is Bogman's body will be preserved for a year because all the bugs will be eating all the fast food and not his body. We're like, hey, Bogman's still there. Put some more cheese curds in there.
And I bet you if you pulled that casket up in a year, my body would be gone and all that stuff would still be there because bugs are too smart to eat that crap.
Yeah, that's true. So. Yeah, you ever see like they have like a lollipop on the ground or something and like the ants will go around it. They're like, hey, not touching that. Not touching that purified
sugar. No, we'll take
the
grass. No thanks.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Well, we've got some stuff. We've been talking about some stuff over at least on our Patreon. I'm not sure much more what we can do with shows. We're already oversaturated is I guess as much as it goes, but we are happy that people enjoy listening to us overall. So much so we are kicking off the new year over on the ITL Fantasy Baseball podcast, which starts up officially full go. I mean, we're talking an episode a week, a day before New Year's. It's on December 31st. It's the return of the Mac, though we've had a couple episodes, but it's the official return. And what we are doing, because it's kind of happened over the last couple days, so this is a little chance to tease it. We have the infamous Nick, quote, Mick Pollock, a.k.a. Nate Pollock, pitcher list coming on the episode. And if that doesn't mean anything to you, that means you haven't paid attention to us over the last couple months, because the best and really, frankly, the best part about it is we've gotten so much attention because of it, because Nick put together this hype video on this big mock he was doing for his site, and Bogman got invited, not me, and then put Bogman's name as the only incorrect name, called you Steve. And
yes,
we are not the biggest I'm trying to think of the analogy. We're not the biggest
apocalyptic,
like biggest horse in town. Is that right? Biggest horse in town. There's a saying, like, what's the saying? Like, not the biggest
horse in town. We're not the biggest show on the road. How about that?
What is that phrase? I'm looking for it. Not the biggest. I can't even search it. Whatever. We're not the biggest show in town. Yeah, that's what it is.
You have a cliche book.
I don't have time to like.
You need to readabook. Read a book.
You're not going to like turn around and try. I mean, I guess it would have been faster, I suppose. But we're not.
You quit watching Birdhouse and read a book.
I got a book. I got to read my Marc Maron book. I'll read that soon.
Yes.
But we're not the biggest show in town, but we do probably have a top. I don't know. I shouldn't even say, because it's tough to gauge it at any point. But we have a rabid fan base of the people that like us really like us. The people that don't like us, they pretend
really
we
don't
exist.
Like
they really don't like us. But the people that really like us, and because we bust balls, and that's kind of what we're about, a lot of people jumped on it because, you know, I light the fire on a lot of this stuff too. So it's been a lot of fun that people have been jumping all over Nick about it. He apologized and
of
all
course,
that. But
yeah. He's a nice guy.
I have not talked to Nick ever. And I don't think you have talked outside of just hearing
just
the thing.
Through DMs. Yeah.
So this will be the first, and we can also talk about maybe the first time we tried to get him on. That'd be fun. And that'll be a really fun one, actually. I'll enjoy that. But we get to have an in-person episode to start our season up December 31st. It's an entire mailbag episode. We're taking questions from all our listeners, and hopefully we're going to have some good topics, some good questions, and Nick Pollock from Pitcher List is going to be joining us on that. And we get to go through that entire thing. And I got to tell you, I'm pretty stoked about it. I think it's a good way to start it off.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And he should provide some good info, too. And we're taking questions for that. So,
there'll be information, too. But I think everyone's excited for the first 5 minutes of it. I mean, and not even you, because, you know, it's probably like, what am I going to say on there? But You know,
I'll, for you?
No, for me, because I don't. Cause I have a big
not
mouth.
Not really.
I have a big mouth.
Yeah, yeah, you do. But I mean, once again, I don't.
I'm a teddy bear. I'm a harmless teddy bear most
well,
of the time.
Well, and like you said
unless
before,
I'm drinking Malort.
You go, like the stuff you say. Like I've encountered so much worse with my actual family that I don't have. So it's fine. You know, I've dealt with way, way worse attitudes than yours. So it's not that big a deal. I highly doubt there's something that you're going to say in this that would burn a bridge. So I think we're fine.
Oh,
so.
Very little bridges do I burn.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you'd have to have like someone have to pay you to drink a lot of Malort before the show started. So
yeah, yeah, well, you don't have to pay me to burn the bridge. I'll just do it myself. But yeah,
you pay well, yeah, but they have to pay you to drink the Malort.
Exactly,
which would
exactly
make you burn the bridge.
So that'll be a good thing. So we got a lot to talk about. One thing I thought we were going to talk about, and maybe we will, maybe over the next 48 hours, we're going to have some more stuff transpire. But I just want to talk about this for a second. I don't think you saw all this info, but I was fascinated by it because when we got Nick booked, I was like, okay, cool. We're going to do all this stuff. And then this rolled down my timeline and I was like, well, how do you do? But so let me read the tweet. It's from Dan Clark, Dan Clark Sports. He's got a blue check mark. So that obviously means it must be true with him. He is self-proclaimed multi-award winning sports writer, Bogman. Ooh,
did he win? What's his name?
Dan Clark.
Did he win the Dan Clark Award of Journalism?
The official Dan Clark Awards, yeah. He's a IBWAA member. I don't know what that is.
I mean, I can't say post-apocalyptic, but I can say W.
I can't do abbreviations. he says he prior worked with ABC, Fox, CSN, but he is now the creator of the TVLDaily.com. That sounds very important. This was his tweet. And he's had a couple
such
thousand retweets.
I don't even know. You sound important. You're part of a thing.
He'd read mine. He'd be like, oh, look at me in this league.com. It's like, all right, TBL.
Fantrax. FNTSY.
Oh, you're so funny with your stupid picture and your stupid background. With
ooh,
the
your stupid color. Duck face.
I'm not doing a duck face on that one.
Oh, yeah. That's just I still have that because that's your Google thing.
Yeah. So Dan Clark says this is his tweet. Have heard that the Yankees, Phillies, and White Sox have all made their final offers to Manny Machado. And it is indeed New York where he'll be landing. Announcement expected early January. That went down on Friday. And everybody's relatively murdering him on the thing.
I didn't hear about this because no one is reporting it outside of Dan Clark Award winner Dan Clark.
So actually somebody quote tweeted something he tweeted a while back where it says source close to Markakis. Markakis working on a contract extension either 4 or 6 years. Great news for Orioles. Nick Markakis is a Brave. So this was like they're trying to prove is this guy.
You know what? I got a meme for this. Are you ready for it?
All right.
It's Sandra Bullock going in and it says, when every reporter looks at Dan Clark's tweets.
When Dan Clark reports about Manny Machado going to the Yankees, we go blindfolded. But so I saw that and I was so that's the first thing I see. And I'm like, oh, let's go. And we're going to get to talk about Manny Machado signing. This will be great. And then I kind of look around and I'm like, Where's everybody else? Where are all the people?
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, I'm like Sandra Bullock on the boat. There's no people around. Can't look at anybody. So I'm looking around, and I see a couple people. The first one being Devin Fink, which, by the way, I don't trust Devin Fink.
I believe he was a referee in WWF, right?
I don't know. I was thinking
who was
Finkel Einhorn.
There was a Fink in WWF.
I think you're thinking of the Dink.
Dink, like Dink. Doink's buddy? Dink?
Yeah, Dink. Dink was in the WWE. We're going to Royal Rumble, by the way, in a month. We have got to figure out what's going on in wrestling. We got no idea what's going on in wrestling right now. And Bogman and I are going to be at WrestleMania. Or not, I keep saying Royal Rumble. We're going to be
you
at Royal Rumble.
You keep calling the Royal Rumble. Howard Finkel. That's who I'm thinking of. The announcer. He was the bald announcer.
In
remember
WWE?
Him?
WWE?
Yeah.
No.
Here, I'll...
In the 70s?
No, in the 90s, dude. Finkel.
Finkel.
Here, I'm going to... Okay, see, well, this is from wrestling that we remember. Here's the link.
If I see him, I'll probably remember.
Yeah. So there's click just on that link, you'll see him.
There's something... Where's the link? Oh, there it is. Let's see. Howard Fink.
Scheduled for one fall.
Oh, yeah. weighing in. But that's like, he's a knockoff
from
Mean
parts
Gene.
Of known.
Mean Gene is all that mattered.
Right? Well, yeah. Well, this guy called the, like, he was just the ring announcer. He wasn't anything else. So.
Okay. He's fine. Okay. I just don't trust Finks, is what I'm trying to say here.
Okay.
But Devin
Sounds
Fink.
Sounds pretty racist, but okay.
I'm just, it's not racist. All There's no Finks? Race involved. It's just the name. I just don't trust the
I
name
don't
Fink.
Trust any Finks.
I don't trust this Fink, but he is a baseball reporter at SB Nation's Beyond the Box Score. I mean, he also talks, my personal blog is Cover Those Bases. I love this stuff. Apparently he's going to graduate.
Hating on everyone's stuff.
He's also, I like when people do this too. He's like, Dartmouth class of 2023. It's like, bro, that's in like 4 years. Like, we're not there yet. But he goes, the Manny Machado signing, he's a blue check mark, will almost certainly be broken by Ken Rosenthal, John Heyman, Jeff Passan, or someone of the like until one of them confirms this report. I'm not buying it. Another guy that I personally know, Max Wildstein, says until someone like Passan, Rosenthal, Heyman, or Jack Curry, whoever that is, breaks it, I wouldn't hold up your day thinking about Manny Machado report. Carry on, people. Jeez. Yankee. So nobody.
Some shade being thrown here.
I think it's warranted, though.
Okay, but does everybody have to be such like, okay, this guy gets all the stuff if Machado signs with the Yankees, right?
Well, see, I think this is a good move, though. Like, he's got a, like, you've almost got a 50-50 chance. Like, okay, SNY on December 21st put out an article that SNY TV says Manny Machado is reportedly telling friends he prefers the Yankees. What I like about this stunt here is you go out, you tweet it, stunt. You say it's going to happen. You got a 50-50 chance. You're clown shoes if it doesn't happen. But if it happens, you get to hold this over all these people's heads. And then when no one gives you credit, you've got to be like, well, I didn't know you should credit me because I talked about this a month ago. So it's a good play, especially if you're like not respected.
You get to use that voice too. Bleh.
Yeah, that's how guys who report stuff
you
that
isn't have
true.
To credit me because I said it a month ago.
Hey, Kid Rosenthal, I would like you on your tweets to say I had it first like a month ago. Bleh. It's a great play. I like it. So. All right, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere more in this league coming up.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In this league.
Yeah, I remember that.
Welcome back. In this league, inthisleague.com. That's where all the fun stuff is going on. All the podcasts we talk about. I mean, some are going into sleeper mode here. Obviously, the football podcast. College is going to take back a little bit, but we got draft coverage coming up. Baseball going into full throttle. Basketball is going on. Inthisleague.com. It's your home for all of our podcasts. And as we continue to grow, hopefully more great content. I just put up, I have a prospect ADP for fantasy, a top 200 prospect ADP. I've got individual drafts that were put up. Ranks are going to be there. And eventually we're going to be incorporating a bunch of our Patreon stuff on that website. So you can just, you know, go to inthisleague.com, find articles. And if you are part of our Patreon, you can just access them right there. I'm going to probably do some prospect sells for guys, more advanced ranks, all that cool stuff. So check us out. Check out all of our content, which is mucho content, Bogman.
That's right.
Bilingual. Mucho
stuff
content.
And things. You are.
I am very
congratulations.
Bilingual. I know. I've been telling myself for 2 years that I was going to do like Rosetta Stone for Spanish just so I can start like communicating better because I go out to like, you know, these like Arizona Rookie League instructional games and it's, you know, these guys that have just come to America. You know, these right. dudes and like half of them don't speak English and I probably would suit me well to be able to speak a little bit of Spanish. But sometimes also it just feels like it's pandering. Like, I don't know. You got to find the line because like, you know, I'll be, you know, whether it's Arizona Fall League or something. And this is the most embarrassing thing on the planet. I heard this at like three or four times at an Arizona Fall League game this year, where a guy, you know, he's got like he's trying to get an autograph of a player, and he goes, "Hola," and he starts like speaking in Spanish, asking for an autograph, and it's so condescending, like what he's doing.
Speaking a different language is condescending.
No, not at all, not at all. But like. He learned the words I have your autograph?
Cost $100. That guy only learned how to ask for an autograph in Spanish.
But that's
what I'm
saying.
I bet you he knows nothing else.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. Right. Like, I don't want a profile here, but, you know, the guy, maybe 250, you know, he's like, hey, amigo, you know, like that type of guy.
Hi, amigo.
It's
that. Can I get your L autographo over here?
It's really condescending. And, like, so you don't want to get into that state of that, but, you know, you also, like, you know, want to have a little culture.
Well, if you can speak conversational Spanish, then, you know.
They don't.
I know they can't, but yeah. I'm saying you.
Yeah, like that's what I'd like to do.
That would be great.
Do you speak Spanish?
No, I don't. Probably more than you, but still.
What do you know?
No, I mean, I don't know much. So I'm more like I can understand a little bit of it when I hear it, but not most of it. So
is knee? Is that
what?
I say knee. That's no. You said no. I was like, what's no in Spanish?
No.
No, it's not. You'd say
yes, it
else.
Is.
What is it?
Say, none is nada.
Is
no.
No in Spanish. Did I just do like a Monty Python bit? Where I was like.
Why don't you put in what is marijuana?
We are the men of knee.
Yeah, we're the knights of knee.
Knee of the knights of knee. I guess no is no in Spanish.
Yeah, it is.
So we know something. All right.
Jeez.
Hola. Now you.
That's. Can we talk about baseball, please?
Oh, well, we were gonna have a contest to see who could get to the end.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. So,
como te llamas?
Yep.
Muy bien, y tú?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
What are you now? Like on the website?
Pitch.
Are we trying to learn Spanish on this episode? Is that what's happening?
Well, I was trying. It's all I remember from Spanish. It was like, como te llamas? Me llamo Z Welsh.
Z Welsh? When you turn into German, me llamo Z Welsh.
¿Y tú?
¿Y tú?
¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Y tú? No, I lost. All right. The bit's dead.
I'm just not touching it.
The bit's dead, just like this report of Manny Machado. this report on Manny Machado. Do you feel bad at all? Like, do you think that, like, there's just these guys out there.
Because
stuff.
If he's right, he can come and shove it in everybody's face after the.
But no one respects him.
Why?
I don't know.
Right?
But he's not right. Doesn't seem like, from what I garner, he's not right most of the time. That's what people are jumping on this, and that's why all the other check marks.
So he's done this before, is what you're saying?
Yeah, the Markakis one I told you about. Someone literally put up.
So he did this. I thought someone was like sarcastically saying that underneath.
No.
Were they like quote tweeting him?
Yeah, they inserted a tweet of his that talked about Nick Markakis when he was with the Orioles that saying he's going to resign for 6 years and he did not.
It did not happen. Well, yeah, if he's been wrong in the past, then why would anyone take his word for it?
Yeah, but there's been massive reports that Manny Machado prefers to be a Yankee and Bryce Harper's been kind of priced out there. So, I mean, I think it makes all the sense in the world that he's going to be there.
It makes sense, but I mean... the reason that he hasn't signed yet is he's waiting on something, either someone to bump up a little bit more money or a situation he likes more to bump up a little money. Maybe it is the Yankees. So who knows?
Well, and then the Bryce Harper stuff.
I think Philly's going to wind up offering the most money out of anybody, right?
I think so, but like no one wants to play there.
Which is weird to me. Philly is a great place to play. So,
but if you win...
Yeah, you have to win, but I mean, is it any worse in New York? Like, they may not be as big a jerks as Philly is when you don't win, but you have more media scrutiny for sure.
I guess. Buster only put this tweet out, Boggs. I don't know if you saw this. 8 weeks into the offseason, there are about 200 unsigned free agents. Six players have signed contracts of 3 or more years. That's it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we're going to just get... We did this a little bit last year. Remember, J.D. Martinez didn't sign until like a week before the season started.
Yeah, well, the compensation pick thing is just such a joke.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be changed as far as that goes. But a lot of these guys are also just holding out for bigger deals. So,
well, any deal. I saw, you know, Yasmani Grandal has turned down, what is it, like a 4-year, $60 million deal?
I mean, why is Yasmani Grandal, a guy that's already been popped... a couple times. Why is he holding out for more than $60 million?
What I just don't understand it is the entire market being held back by four players. Is it Machado, probably, Harper, Kluber, and Realmuto holding everything back?
You got to imagine that Philly has a ton of money to spend, but they want to see if they're going to spend it on those two players. And, and that's a lot of money there. And then,
but it's like every team.
And I bet you a lot of players are like, well, one of these teams isn't going to sign these players, and then they're going to offer me more money than I probably deserve.
That's where you go to like A.J. Pollock. Like A.J. Pollock hasn't signed, and you look at, you know, Harper, Machado, they're holding back any of the – I mean, Moustakas hasn't signed. So you've got these infielders and outfielders that are probably waiting for the scraps off of the top two guys. You've got teams that aren't moving on to some of the starting pitchers because Kluber's in the market, and everyone seems – like Keuchel, there's another one. Keuchel, I mean, he ridiculously wants 5 years. And I think with Kluber on the market makes it really tough. So no one's moving on him. A guy like Grandal, if Grandal's really turning down the type of money that we're seeing, it just has to be in respect that JT Realmuto has got to find a team and then another team is going to give him that money.
Right, it seems like
either agents are off or we are literally being held back in this market by
Scott
these two
Boris
picks.
Is probably just holding everything off. I bet you that's what it is.
He's the worst. But I mean, also then there's the people that are, you know, there's the... What's the word I can say?
Well, right, I don't know. I almost won $100.
No,
right there.
It's just there's the like the player justice warriors that have to go on Twitter to tell us all about, like, you know, like the Lev Bell stuff where people be like, listen, Lev Bell deserves to get all his money. And but like they really have to shove it in
whatever.
Our face to say,
I mean,
like Scott Ford. But who cares? Like, who cares?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. These guys can wait until 2 weeks before the season starts. I don't give a crap how long they wait to sign.
Well, I want them to sign. See, I'm opposite.
Well, I want them to sign. But I mean, that's up to them. If they're making business decisions, I don't begrudge anyone for trying to get more money at any point. I just don't. So I would like it for them to sign so we know in our nerd game where they're going to be and what their value is.
True.
But until then, you know, do whatever you got to do to make the best of your situation. I mean, careers are short, you know.
I guess.
So if it's waiting a month to sign your deal because you think you might get a little bit more money, then wait that month, man.
Politics annoy me. I'm annoyed with politics. I don't think I'm not of Boris is evil or a complete dirtbag, but I'm also not like, you know, yeah, power to the players, screw the owners. Like I just like, let's get this settled. Let's figure this out. Let's stop playing politics all day long and let's get all of this stuff figured out. But it's not just
let's talk about Boris. It. And while we're waiting to talk about it, let's make a movie with that chick that looks like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and make sure that Machine Gun Kelly is in it.
That's right.
Yeah, he's tall, lengthy. He's weird dude. But okay, so the market's being held up. Ultimately, though, Bryce Harper, there's the other one. And it now seems like it's a two-horse race with the Dodgers and what's been thrown out here, Boggs, the Chicago Cubs are still looming. Like, the Dodgers seem like it's a lock. If we were to go back, we've done this a couple times on some of our early baseball pods in early December, where we were taking guesses. I think we both said Machado Yankees. I know I did. I wanted to say Cubs with Harper, but I think I went, well, I don't know where the hell I went. I think Washington or something.
The guy said Washington, you said L.A.
Okay,
like,
well, either way, regardless, at this point, we would both say Machado Yankees, Harper Dodgers. Right?
Yes.
That's a lock to us. But, you know, why that hasn't gone down is I saw a tweet from Steve Phillips that I thought was interesting about the Harper thing. Let me see if I can find it. He goes, a team, Dodgers, that is, quote, in on Harper only if he's willing to accept a deal half as long as he wants is not really, quote, in. They're a fallback option. So the thought process is the Dodgers will give the money that's relative to the years, but don't want to give him the full whatever 10-year contract or whatever the hell he wants. So what are we doing here? Where are we at? How long is this game of chicken really going to go into? It seems like both of these are going to settle themselves within the first 2 weeks of January. And then the rest of the market will follow. And then there'll be a handful of players that wanted the long-term deals, won't get it, and it'll do the one-year thing. And those will last into spring training. There's no way we're going to go into late February with Harper and Machado not signed. This has got to be done in the first couple of weeks, right?
I hope so, but you just never know. Because this is time for these guys to make their money to get that big deal. So like I said, if it takes... if it takes a month to get that extra 2 years, three deals, whatever, 3 years on that deal, whatever it should be, they'll probably wait that extra month. So I would assume that both of these are going to be done by mid-January. But if they're not done by mid-January, I wouldn't be surprised if we're, you know, pushing till late February, early March. So,
God, I'm seeing like pictures of Bryce Harper photoshopped in a Dodgers uniform. It's not fun.
Yeah, whatever. As long as they sign Harper, it means they can't afford Goldie next offseason. That's all I care about. So
then Goldie can go to what, Philly? The Mets?
Whatever. Not L.A. I don't care.
The Yankees?
That's fine. All that's fine. Anywhere but L.A. Like, even if he went to San Francisco, I don't care. Not L.A.
I mean, I agree. I agree for the most part, but it's not going to be enjoyable seeing him as a Yankee or a Giant.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't like either one of those, but whatever. Padre. What's going to be nice?
Padre.
He's a Padre. That's nice.
Yeah, because then, you know, we're not seeing a team succeed. I mean, unless the Padres go and acquire Corey Kluber, which they're trying to.
The Padres are going
to
be pretty dangerous pretty quick here, aren't they? With all of the stuff that they have that they can trade away for major pieces.
If they can start moving the assets, that's the problem. They have more assets than almost any team in the minor leagues across every single level. And if they want to take those and they want to unload to get a bunch of talent, they can. But they've also got
the best place that Goldie can wind up that is not annoying to you? The Rangers or something?
The Rangers wouldn't be annoying.
How about the Marlins? Marlins are perfect.
You know where it would be? I'll tell you exactly where it would be. The Oakland A's.
The Oakland A's. Okay.
That'd be the one. That would be the one that I could stomach the most.
I know where he's going to end up. Are you ready? You're not ready.
Oh, no. If you say the Mariners, I'm done.
I'm not. No, not the Mariners. Where is he from?
I have no idea. Some Midwest place.
Whoa.
What?
How Midwest? Dare you? He's from Houston.
He's going to be an Astro?
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Why is that annoying?
Altuve, Goldschmidt, Carlos Correa, George Springer. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Alex Bregman.
Yeah, put him in the middle of all that.
That's annoying.
How is that annoying,
Because
though?
It's a super team.
Yeah, but it's not the Yankees.
It's a super
team. And it's not the Dodgers.
They got Justin Verlander.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I like Carlos Correa. I like Alex
Bregman.
Yeah,
I mean,
really
do you
like
hate any of those guys?
No, I don't
understand
hate
what's happening.
I don't actually hate a single person. That's an Astro.
They traded Ozuna, so.
I was about to say, I don't love Ozuna. No, they traded for Ozuna.
They traded for Ozuna. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
So they got him. That's not great. That's not a good look.
Yeah, that's the one guy that we hate, so.
Okay. Maybe he'll be a sign and trade. They'll get rid of him and they'll get Goldie.
Yeah, they'll get rid of him and sign Goldie. It's fine.
What a deal. What a deal that's going to go on. This offseason, they don't understand. We're trying to write a book here. Like, I know. Ultimately, our book is not like our outlook on Bryce Harper and Manny Machado is not really relative to where they go. But I want to have the right stuff. Our buddy Joe is going to put the black book out in a couple weeks. What the hell is he going to do?
Half these guys haven't signed.
200
right.
Players don't have a team. What are those outlooks going to look like? Bryce Harper, FA?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, that stuff can always be updated, so. But yeah, you're right. It's annoying. Like I wish it was more clear, but it's just not. So
what's the big Diamondbacks deal they're going to do?
It's already done.
What's that big acquisition they're going to add?
Yeah. They signed Eduardo Escobar to a 3-year deal, before the season ended. That's the deal.
Can't add Wade Miley. So they're going to have to go down the next route.
Boy, you know, I was at Chase Field the other night for the Stupid Cheez-It Bowl. And I was
Banners?
Like, they do need to update the stadium. Like, they don't even have like automatic flushing toilets yet. And all of the sinks were broken and had cold water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They just don't even care.
They do. Well, no one's fixing it. No one's updating it at all.
Some of the minor league stadiums or some of the spring training stadiums are
better.
You
know what they're going to do? They're going to take out all the urinals and put in a trough. I think that's what they're going to do.
I mean, that's about the clientele they're going to be bringing into the stadium.
Yeah, it is. Right.
Who the hell's going to go to those games?
It's $2 tickets, right.
Yeah, let me ask you something. How many games are you going to go to next year?
Oh, man. I'm legit. I haven't missed an opening day since 1999. And I mean, this will make 20 years in a row, and I'm legit thinking about not going.
I, I'll pay for zero games next year. I can tell you that right now. I have a hookup, a job hookup that does. They have four tickets in the nice area, so I might take advantage of that. But even still, I'm gonna have to muster up. It's, you know what it's gonna be. This is the sad part. It's gonna be based on the team they're playing. It's gonna be like, oh, I want to see Bryce Harper, you know, with the Dodgers. Like, that's what it's going to be. That's how bad this team is.
Well, I'm not going to any Dodger games, I can tell you that. Unless Jag is paying for the ticket.
That's true.
I'm not going.
Yeah, so. Jag, sorry, you're going to have to pay for it. Dear listeners have to pay to force us to go to the Dodger game. So, all right, when we come back, we are going to talk about the top 10 sports moments of 2018 according to Time.com. We're going to muster it up. You're going to probably have to remind me of a few of these in 2018. Have we had 10 memorable moments? We're going to get down with it. So don't go anywhere. More Bogman of the Welsh right here in this league. Coming up.
That you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Bogman, would you like to be the next daily fantasy legend?
I would love it.
I think you would. Well, I got a solution for you. Try dailyroto.com for free this holiday season. How much?
Free. F-R-E-E.
Free 99 advice from fantasy pros. Free NBA DFS projections. Free optimizer access and free everything else you need to dominate daily fantasy basketball this holiday season. Football, we are waving goodbye, but basketball is ready for your dollars and your bank account is ready for some winning. So stuff your stockings with cold hard cash and get free access to Daily Roto with the promo code DRHOLIDAYS. It's like Dr. Holidays. To access your free trial, that is dailyroto.com, promo code DRHOLIDAYS. Actually reminds me, I was playing with my kids earlier, and a couple days ago, like, somehow, because my whole family has been sick, you know, doctor came up and whatever. So my little daughter wanted to play doctor, and she's but what she does is she walks up and she just tells everybody, because she has this little like thing, and she goes, Dr. Daddy. And then I pick up my phone and I go, yes, Dr. Gemma. And she's like, you're sick, and Parker's sick, and everyone's not feeling good. So we got to make feel better. And I'm like, okay, thank you, doctor. And then my son gets in it and he goes, hey, doctor. So then my little daughter, she just goes, Dr. Guys, I have something to tell you. And the Dr. Guys killed me. So Dr. Holidays makes me think of Dr. Guys. And I just needed everyone to know what the hell I was talking about. So Dr. Guys. Bogman.
Dr. Guys.
2018 has been, you know, it's actually been a good year for you and I, if you really think about it, right?
Yeah.
Army's grown. We've had a lot of new opportunities. We released a book. We're still alive. Not a successful book in 2018, but we did release our first book ever. That was fun. So we did a book. We had more cool opportunities than we've had before. We've grown. We've seen our listens jump up in every single facet we've done. Fantrax brought us on. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff that went down in 2018. So it's, for us, it's memorable. I just think we see the stress of what's going on. From a sports perspective, though, let me ask you, what's the thing that pops out? Is there a moment in 2018, a sports memory that you can think of right now?
Well, probably bad memories for me. Like, you know, the Steelers getting stomped against Jacksonville.
Overall, I'm talking like big.
Probably the just the Warriors adding to their dominance. Like, that's probably my most memorable thing in sports from this season. So,
okay. I feel like the Super Bowl. Last year's Super Bowl with the all the Eagles and the Nick Foles catching the touchdown, like that's
that's a good one.
That's the one that jumps out to my mind. So, just in idea that we're coming to the end of the year, only a couple days left. 2018, bye-bye. 2019 around the corner. What type of radio show would we be if we didn't do the hacky shticky memories of 2018? So let's do it with sports memories. So I pulled up this article from time.com. Of course, when you think of sports, stories, you think of Time always.
Of course. But not USA Today or anything.
I found an article. It was like top sports moments in 2018. I was like, oh, sweet. I clicked on it. It was like, top 75 things that happened. I was like, dude, I wouldn't read this if I wasn't trying to do a radio show. So why would you give me 75? Give me 25 max, preferably 10, maybe five.
I pulled up alongside of this so we can go point for point here. Top 10 or top 15 internet moments, but I'll just do the top 10.
So. Oh, okay. So we're going to go like I'll do one, you'll do one.
Yes, we can alternate.
So now these are in chronological order, it tells me. It's here in chronological order. It's Time's list of the top 10 sports moments of 2018. Are you ready for the first one?
Let's hear it.
Crimson Tide comeback. Trailing Georgia 20-10, entering the fourth quarter of January's national championship game in Atlanta. Alabama freshman quarterback Tua
Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. It's T-A-G. It's tongue?
It's Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa. Oh, I did it.
Yes.
Who came off the bench to start the second half, tied the game on a 7-yard touchdown pass to receiver who is now with the Falcons, Calvin Ridley, with under 4 minutes left. Alabama quickly got the ball back, marched down the field to set up a potential game-winning field goal, but Andy Papalopoulos, what is this, Papanastos?
Sure.
Papanastos missed a 36-yard kick at the buzzer, sending the game into overtime there. Georgia kicker Rodrigo Blankenship nailed a clutch 51-yard field goal, putting the pressure on Alabama. If the Tide failed to score in the next possession, Georgia would win following this disastrous first down sack, which knocked Alabama out of field goal range. Tagovailoa ripped Georgia's heart out deep in the heart of the state. He connected with Devontae Smith for a 41-yard touchdown strike to end one of the all-timers there for college football championship. And quoted Nick Saban, "I've never been happier in my life," he said with a frown. So there you go. That was number one on this chronological list. I think that's a very good one because I completely forgot, except the only thing I remember about that entire process was the sack on Tagovailoa and then the throw. Those stand out to me. It's memorable.
Well, because it was so huge. Like Georgia looked so bad in that first offensive possession. And then you have this freshman quarterback who's in there really playing the most he's ever played. And he gets sacked on that first play. And you're like, oh, my God, Georgia's going to win this. And then on the very next play, he throws the deep touchdown.
Awesome.
It was ripped the heart right out of Georgia fans.
All right, ugly, so what's the first internet memory?
The coordinating one is the IHOB hype. Do you remember this? When the International House of Pancakes switched to the International House of Burgers.
God, what was the end game of that? I don't even remember. Was it just
anything happened? Like, I don't know what happened with IHOP.
Was it just that they were going to start selling burgers, but they made everybody think that they were going to stop advertising pancakes and be solely burgers? I mean, they got the attention.
They got attention, and then they sold some burgers, and then that was it. Like, I still don't. I kind of still don't get it. Like, I guess they got a little bit of internet hype. And
I mean, everyone was talking about them for a week or two.
I mean, did you go and get a burger from IHOP? Neither did I.
I've gone to IHOP once in the last 5 years. That was all right. Because, my problem, I go and I get the just most sugary, childish waffle pancake thing. And then I feel sick after. And I'm like, and I do it because I don't ever go. And then I'm like, oh, why would I come here and get this, like, chocolate chip and frosting freaking like ridiculous waffle. They're not good. Hopefully, yeah, they also don't sponsor this network.
They might as well just call it a stomachache waffle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They so, I vomit.
Yeah, you get that, and you're going to have a problem. All right. It's the problem waffle, is what they should call it.
Number two. The Philly special. So there it is. The Eagles that were leading the New England Patriots at the first half. I just kind of want to do this whole thing. It says,
wait, is this two? You're not going from 10 to 1?
It's just chronological. I told you. This line is chronological.
Okay.
It says Philly coach Doug Peterson broke convention by going for it on, I guess, what was it, a fourth down? And he conceived a little bit of trickery with the Philly special in which the center snapped the ball to a running back who flipped it to a tight end who ran before tossing the ball to the quarterback. That was Nick Foles. Big Nick energy caught that touchdown. It fooled the Patriots. Tight end Trey Burton threw a soft spiral to Nick Foles, who hauled it in and put the Eagles up 22-12 before Justin Timberlake took the stage. I don't know why they would even put that in there. It's stupid. Eagles won their first Super Bowl franchise history, 41-33. Philly special, top 10, absolutely top 10 memory. I mean, in my eyes, that image of him catching that touchdown, Nick Foles, that's number one at this moment.
I think that would probably have to be number one. I don't know if you're I didn't see this. Now, I put a YouTube link on our sheet.
This is number two internet moment of 2018.
This is the number nine because this has it in order.
Okay.
So this is BBC imagining the perfect body.
Should evolution have created this as the perfect human body?
I never saw this.
I'm watching the videos you're talking.
Yeah. So it is extremely disturbing because here is what it has. It's a perfect. It had enlarged eyes, ears, a chimp's lower back, emu legs, a breastless chest,
the
heart of a dog, the lungs of a swan, and a baby in a marsupial pouch.
I'm looking at it right now. It literally looks like some elfin creature from Lord of the Rings with a baby in its stomach.
It looks like a crossbreed emu and Gollum. Female emu and Gollum is what it looks like, with a little baby emu Gollum in a pouch.
This is like, and it's holding an iPhone, by the way.
Of course it is.
That's disturbing.
Because what bird person doesn't need an iPhone?
I don't remember that at all. So, all right, there you go.
It's very, very, it's disturbing.
All right, number three here, stunning stick work. I got to be honest with you. I
saw a movie like that, too.
Well, I mean, okay, let me go on, Bogman. The U.S. women's hockey team spent 4 years stewing after its loss in the Olympics. Let's see. The gold medal game had been delayed at 2-2 with some people's names I don't know. Went to move. She practiced 1,000 times, which she called, oops, I did it again, after Britney Spears. This person, Lamaroc Davidson, faked a shot to her right, sending Canada goalie Shannon Sazbarados scrambling, whatever her name is. In an instant, she brought the puck to her backhand, but just as soon as the chick recovered from the initial fake, she juked it again one more time, bringing the puck back to her strong side, hitting the goal, I guess, to win the U.S. Women's first hockey gold medal in 20 years. This is the least memorable thing. I'm going to watch a replay.
I mean,
all right.
I'm just so sexist. I don't remember that even happening.
They could have said this happened in 2015, I would have believed. I don't know what that is. It's not memorable, but, you know, it's Time Magazine. So there you go. There's number three. What's yours?
Number eight is the Nuke Book. And it is when someone took the picture, you know, the cover of the Notebook with Ryan Gosling and what's her name? Rachel, McAdams. Yeah. So, and they switched the faces with Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un.
Okay.
So I put the link on there. It's an Instagram thing. And this was Shusaku Takaoka created it. And it is really disturbing looking.
So. I don't remember. 2018 sucked, dude. Is this really where we're at? These moments have sucked so far. All right, that's an okay one. All-time upset, number four. Since NCAA's men's basketball tournament expanded to 64 teams in 1985, number 16 seeds had tried to upset number one. on 135 occasions. Those underdogs went 0 for 135 before the University of Maryland out of the American East Conference took on the University of Virginia, the top overall seed in 2018's tournament. And, you know, long story short, they beat them. They beat Virginia. It was the first time a one seed had beaten, or a 16 seed had beaten a one seed in the tournament. And I guess now I vaguely do remember it because that screwed a ton of brackets. But it's, I don't know. 2018 so far still kind of sucks.
the next one on the internet list is, what are we at? We're at number seven here. Elon Musk hating on journalists. And he put out a tweet that they cited here, going to create a site where the public can rate the core truth of any article and track the credibility score over time of each journalist, editor, and publication.
That's not even thinking, the most memorable thing he did. He smoked a blunt with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan.
Yeah, that was way more memorable than this thing. I think this is just because it's a reporter.
It's a loser this, one. So. Clutch of the Irish. I guess this is number, where am I at? Is that four? Let's see, I've had one, two, three, four. No, this is five.
Okay.
This is number five. It says, it's one thing that, I'm reading this article on time. It's one thing to hit a buzzer beater. It's another to hit back-to-back last-second shots at the Final Four to clinch a national championship. Notre Dame's Araiki Ogunbowale pulled off this astonishing feat in the NCAA women's tournament. In the national semis, her tough pull-up jumper with 1 second to go handed the University of Connecticut this is brutal, which was 36-0 going into the game, its first loss of the season. Then on Easter Sunday, I can't say her name again, somehow topped herself with Notre Dame and Mississippi State tied at 58-58. Ogunbowale launched a contested last-second three-pointer that was true and delivered. Oh, come on. You're being horrible here. And Notre Dame women's basketball beat a bunch of teams. That's what they're saying here.
What? Oh,
I'm not trying to say there's a coincidence why two of the top five I don't know at all or remember, but I'm just saying there is.
This is the worst one on this list because I don't. I mean, there are things on here that I don't remember, but number six here is Pelicans taking over the Pepperdine University graduation. Apparently, during the graduation, a bunch of Pelicans swooped in. And we're screwing things up at Pepperdine.
I'm looking. There's a pelican. He comes in.
But it's two pelicans.
Yeah, it's two pelicans. They're just like landing on people.
Yeah.
Who cares? It's like a scene from Bird Box or something. It's like, oh my God, a pelican. It got a couple people.
I think it's probably more interesting than that, but it's still not that good.
Did this really make that article?
Yeah.
Okay, do me a favor real quick. Don't say what they are. Look at the next five. How garbage. If this is really what the internet had to pick out here. Pelican just bit that guy trying to grab him, though, by the way. That was funny.
There are two more that I don't remember at all. But the other three are pretty good.
Okay. All right. Just making sure here because, like, I don't understand. Is 2018 this garbage?
It's kind of boring. 2018 wasn't that good.
Yeah, I mean, I would say
we just kind of made it through 2018. I think.
I mean, so. I think there's a lot of memorable moments. I think there's been you could make a top 10 list of political moments we've had in 2018. I think.
Well,
those
I mean, there were a bunch of those in there that I was like, no, thank you, I'm fine.
Oh, just cherry picking a little bit.
Yeah, well, not in this, but I had to go through and scroll through a bunch of articles. So I was like, yeah, how about not these political ones?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it feels like there was more memorable things, but I say that, I just don't remember them. I mean, again, not trying to be mean or anything, but, like, yes, there are two of those things that I didn't remember of the top five sports moments, but also, like, I didn't
pay attention to either one of them, so.
But I had to fully read to recall the 16 beating the one. That didn't stick in my mind.
Because we're doing like that, you know, the tournament is right in the middle of baseball prep for us. And we are, you know.
But the idea
is. What's deep into baseball research.
But the idea is the most memorable moments of the year. And we are so dived into sports. The only one of the top of five that I've even talked about, I remembered, was Nick Foles. Like Nick Foles stands out. You know, wholeheartedly, Bogman, wholeheartedly
right.
to me. So, all right. Well, when we come back, we got the final hour of In This League coming up. We're going to reveal the top five most memorable sports moments, and internet moments. We're going to talk a little bit about Week 17 and what's left of it. And also, I've got a hilarious story on our DFS stuff from our guy Drew, where he just missed us, and of course we didn't get to talk about. So don't go anywhere. More In This League coming up. Final hour. It's a final hour.